millions of acres of land in the wheat fallow system in the Great Plains. And long-term cropping system experiments have demonstrated that in conjunction with no-till, cropping system intensification, which is reducing the frequency of fallow and rotations, has the potential to build soil carbon and increase food production. But it's unclear how robust these effects are to variability in soil, environmental and management factors that influence soil carbon and crop yields. And it's important to understand how robust these effects are for two reasons. First, it allows us to quantify the implications for cropping system intensification adoption for carbon sequestration and for food production at the landscape scale. And second, it allows us to build more evidence to convince farmers that what we're seeing at these experiment stations is actually applicable to their particular climate, soil texture, or management style. So we analyzed soil organic carbon in the fall of 2015 from 96 dry land no-till fields representing both working farms and long-term experiment stations. We also looked at five-year crop yield and nitrogen fertilizer use histories from 46 of these working farms. And so you can see each level of cropping system intensity is represented in this potential evapotranspiration gradient that increases from northwestern Nebraska down to southeastern Colorado. So this is a graph of organic carbon versus cropping system intensity. And so these are the LS means generated from a model with cropping system intensity and these other covariates that together explain about 60% of the variability in the organic carbon data. And so one thing I'd just like to point out here is that the continuous rotation down to 20 centimeters is storing at about 3 megagrams of carbon per hectare more than these middle intensity rotations or the wheat fallow down to 20 centimeters. And so we modeled yield similarly. So this is, on the y-axis, is the annualized grain yield, which is the total amount of grain production for the 5 years that we looked at, divided by five. And intensity here is reported as the number of crops grown in that five-year period divided by five. So over here on the left, this is like two crops grown out of 5 years. This is three crops, and so on. And so we see a clear trend in cropping system intensity, or annualized grain yield with cropping system intensity. And it makes sense, right? You grow more crops, and you're going to get more grain production. But we expected a trend like this. And so why might we be seeing this kind of drop-off in this trend? Well, one reason is it could be water limitation, right? So there's no fallow period, so there's less chance for water recharge. But it could also be nutrient limitation. And one really interesting thing we found is that total nitrogen fertilizer use did not increase with cropping system intensity. So this means that so some farmers could be under-fertilizing their continuous rotations, but it also means that these higher intensity rotations have a higher nitrogen use efficiency, and that the gains in organic carbon that we're seeing in the continuous rotation aren't, you don't necessarily have to have a greater input intensity to reach those carbon yields, carbon gains. So let's go back to the original question. How robust are crop rotation effects? Well, we found that intensity is a significant predictor of soil organic carbon amidst differences in texture, climate, and management. And we saw this 3 megagram of carbon per hectare difference between continuous and wheat fallow rotations down to 20 centimeters. And to wrap your head around that number, the total carbon emissions from no-till wheat production on-farm and off-farm are 106 kilograms of carbon per hectare per year, and that's like an American average. So 3 megagrams of carbon per hectare is equivalent to 28 years' worth of total carbon emissions associated with no-till wheat production. And that's made even more significant by the fact that in our study, the farmers that have the continuous rotations, on average, only have them going for about 14 years. And lastly, we saw a clear increase in annualized grain yield with cropping intensity, but it's potentially limited at high intensities by water and nutrient limitation.